Good morning, I'm Tatiana Anhold, and this morning I'm talking to Ralph Chami, Assistant Director at the Institute for Capacity Development of the International Monetary Fund, as well as to Conall Fellenkamp, Professor at the Duke University. Gentlemen, welcome back to the JVI. We know that you are teaching a course on financial markets and new financial instruments. This course has been offered at the JVI for at least 10 years. It's a regular course, an extremely popular course. So we are very glad to have you back at the JVI. And Ralph, what would you like your participants to get out of this course?
Good morning, Tatiana. It's great to be back here in Vienna. It's great to be back at the JVI. We have great fond memories of being here and doing this course over a span of many years. If I were to put your question in terms of questions, what we would like the participants to get out of this course, for example, how do financial markets evolve? Why do certain instruments, markets develop in some countries but not in others? How do markets, players, and regulations interact with one another? How do financial markets impact the macroeconomy, and in turn, how are they affected by the economy?
Conall, you normally teach at the Duke University. So in which way does this course differ from a course you would offer to your students at Duke?
Well, thanks, Tatiana. That's a great question. Really, there are two ways that this course differs from the courses that I teach at university. First, we really try to leverage off of the work experience that our participants have in the government and maybe even in the private sector before they came to the government. So we really try to connect what we're teaching to things that are going to be relevant to the jobs that our participants have. The other way that it differs is that we really emphasize the policy relevance of the technical material. So we're not just trying to teach you the pricing methods, we're trying to connect what we learn in the class in terms of the technicalities to how it actually affects policy and affects the macroeconomy.
Ralph, the IMF Institute for Capacity Development has offered this course for more than 10 years, as I mentioned before. So I suppose the content of the course has changed despite keeping the same title?
Indeed. In fact, Connie and I, along with two other colleagues, are the ones who designed the course. And as our financial markets evolve, the course has to also evolve with it and reflect the new realities on the ground. For example, we're talking about crowdfunding, we're talking about peer-to-peer funding, how markets evolve over time, and what are the new instruments that we see in the markets these days. We talk about the global financial crisis, we talk about the new regulations, we cover issues such as Basel I, Basel II, Basel III, and new initiatives on the regulatory side. So of course, the course in terms of content has to stay on top of things in terms of as the markets change. Now, in terms of the structure itself, also what we like to favor is more interaction with the participants, be it through more workshops, be it more through case studies, group discussions, or buzz groups. And the idea is to maintain a lively and a wholesome interaction with the participants.
This sounds really exciting, I'm sure. And this brings me to my next question. This has been one of the most popular courses taught at the JVI, so I'm sure every year you're overwhelmed with the number of applicants. So what are your expectations on participants? What are your prerequisites? How do you deal with that great demand every year?
Well, obviously we'd like to have the participants come in with some working knowledge of finance and financial markets. Though again, that's really not strictly speaking necessary. We've had many good participants over the years who have been, say, lawyers who've needed to learn some financial market policy so that they can go and write some new legislation. So it would be preferable to have some background in finance, but it's really not strictly speaking necessary. What we really would like people to do is to come ready to read the case studies, because we have lots of case studies for the course, really interesting ones like on the London Whale case that you may have heard about. And we'd like people to come to be able to read those at night and come to class prepared to have really good and in-depth discussions, both in large groups as well as small groups, to interact with each other and learn from each other.
Indeed. In fact, as Conall was saying, not only the interaction is in the classroom, but it goes beyond the classroom. We're during the coffee breaks. We sometimes meet up after hours and we go out and we have a, a very nice discussion where we learn as much from the participants as actually more than what they sometimes learn from us. And this interaction does not even, in fact, goes beyond the 2 weeks that we're here. We hear from them through emails, and sometimes we meet up in the future. So it's been a wonderful experience teaching this course and interacting with the participants globally.
It is really wonderful, and we would like to wish you a further success with this course and at least another 10 years of successful cooperation and coming back to the JVI. Many thanks for this interview.
Thank you, Tatiana, and we always look forward to coming back to JVI and to Vienna.